Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I liked just about everything about it. There was intrigue throughout the game. You know, the National League got out to a lead early off of Tarek Skubal, which was unfortunate. But when you go back and look at it, I mean, he had Shohei Ohtani leaning way across the plate, and Shohei being Shohei just kind of leans over and flicks his bat and somehow flicks it into very shallow center field on a weak bloop hit. But it's a hit. And next batter up, steps up to the plate and, you know, has an opportunity against Skubal, and that was Ronald Acuna Jr., and hits the slowest ground ball you'll ever see over to second base. Gleyber Torres, by the time he gets it, Acuna's already at first base, and then he got two on, nobody out. Ketel Marte then comes up and ropes a double down the line and scores both, and it's 2-0 before you can blink your eye, and then Skubal was able to settle down after that. But, I mean, settling down, really just gave up the one hard-hit ball. The other two, not bad. But giving up the two runs, people are going to look at it, and I understand some people may actually panic about that. Well, we'll hear from those people, I'm sure. But that's how the game starts. And the Tigers All-Stars didn't really make an impact in the game. 0-for-8 combined with a few strikeouts. That was unfortunate. You had the mention already was Skubal giving up the two runs in the first inning, and then you had Casey Mize had a chance to pitch later in the game and only went 2/3 of an inning, gave up a hit, gave up a run. It was, of course, a home run that he had given up. Also had a strikeout in there, but he threw his 10 pitches, 8 of them for strikes, but one of them goes yard, and that doesn't look good either. So as far as the 6 Tigers, nobody really stood out as in a good way for the Tigers. So the local part, maybe not so good. And we do have a question about that. But as far as the rest of the game was concerned, I really enjoyed it. I mean, it is 6-0 after the big 4-run sixth inning for the National League. And then the seventh inning comes around and the American League is able to plate 4 runs to make it a game. They score 2 more in the 9th to tie it up. And I was really pulling for the American League, hoping, let's go. Let's get one more run across the board and win this thing. Even though I didn't bet on the game. I don't have a vested interest other than I love the American League and I don't like the National League. And I always root for the American League. But it's not like I had money on it. So it ends up being a 6-6 tie. And baseball does something they've never done in an All-Star game before. And they've ended in ties before, and that was very unpopular. So what do you do when you have a tie baseball game in the All-Star game? Well, what you do is you listen to the Carson Anderson Show, because our producer Kang had the idea. Am I right, Kang, or am I right?
Listen, man, no one's going to remember this but me, because it was my one of my most random ideas, but I brought up to you and Doug years ago about having baseball go into basically a home run derby swing off style like they did last night at the All-Star game instead of extra innings. And it was just a, you know, I think at the time we're talking about how, you know, the popularity of baseball wasn't growing as fast as they wanted to. I think the fan base was older than they wanted to.
Yep.
And I had this crazy idea of just having, and it was a little different what they did last night, but what they did last night was totally fine. It was you pick a player from your own team, you get certain, you know, amount of pitches, and you just see who has more home runs. And then you continue until you find a winner. The fans get to watch basically a walk-off home run. You know, things like that. It would lead SportsCenter because it'd be exciting. And it was radical, extreme. People didn't like it. But last night, and maybe it's just for All-Star games or whatever, but it showed how exciting it can be. And it was exciting. Was it not, Gator?
No, it was very exciting last night. And this is the part of where I said I thought baseball hit a home run with the All-Star game and really with the All-Star festivities. I mean, I enjoyed the home run derby the night before, which normally I don't, but I did. And I'm still not entirely sure why I did, but I did. But with last night, it could have been a grand slam. If you're going to a swing-off and then you're telling everybody that each team gets to select three batters and each batter is going to get three swings and then you total up the home runs at the end and the team with the most home runs wins, great idea. Awesome. So when you tell me that, automatically I'm thinking, okay, here we go, American League, what are we going to do? Well, let's get Aaron Judge out there. You know, let's get Cal Raleigh out there, and let's get, I don't know, how about, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr.? That sounds like a good trio. And if you're in the National League, you're like, okay, here we go. Let's go Shohei Ohtani. Let's go with, you know, maybe Manny Machado and Kyle Tucker, or, you know, or you could even have said Kyle Schwarber, and you would have been a king if you did. But that's not how it was. Basically, what they did was, all right, everybody who started the game is basically in street clothes now, so they're going to be off limits. So we're going to go and look elsewhere, and we'll go with guys that were still in the lineup, and that's how we'll pick our three, which was fine. And it ended up being incredibly dramatic, and Kyle Schwarber, all three of his swings went the distance, and they didn't even need to go to their last hitter, which was Pete Alonso, by the way, which really would have been interesting because they do not like Pete Alonso in Atlanta. And yet he would have been trying to win it for the National League. He didn't have to because Kyle Schwarber did all he had to do, and that was awesome. But 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. I'm curious what the overall opinion was from the people out there about the All-Star game and about the All-Star week that they had. Just your general thoughts on the game, how it went. Are you triggered because the Tigers didn't perform all that well? I mean, 0-for-8, and then you had a couple pitchers that pitched one and two-thirds innings and just got hit. I mean, they give up three runs during that time. How that affects you, are you panicked at all more now than you were going into the All-Star break? My feelings have changed ever so slightly. I'll get to that in a minute. But there were other things about the All-Star game that were brand new too. And wondering, is this something that Major League Baseball should adopt right away? Now, whether you like the swing off, or the automatic balls and strikes system, we can talk about it. Love to hear your thoughts. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.